All right, so this is the question from yesterday. The question is, so what is, according to Rabbi Akiva, what would, what is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri accomplishing? In other words, what would you be Yotze? Would you be Yotze Malchios or not Yotze Malchios? Right, that was the question someone was asking. Right, Jonah was saying it's Mashmi, you are Yotze Malchios. Because it says, Lamahu Mazgir. The Gemara says, of course he's Mazgir, because he has to have Malchios. Right? But if Rabbi Akiva really held you weren't Yotze Malchios, then it would be a good question. Why are you being Mazgir Pesukim if you're not Yotze Malchios? Right? So it's Mashmi, you are Yotze Malchios. Right? Mashmi, you would be Yotze, the Chiyuv, of being Mazgir Malchios. But what we're saying is what you would be lacking is that what would you be lacking? He's saying you wouldn't have the kiyum of the shofros completing the psuki malchios. They're saying the only time because the malchios would still be part of shevach, and psuke the shofar is only going to work. The shofar only is mashlim on the complete entity of on a separate entity of malchios, right? So you're saying you'll be yotze the chiyuv of being maskir the union of malchios. Even besoch the shevach of the first three brachos, you still have that basic kiyum, but you don't have an entity of for the shofros to be mashlim to complete. So there's no reason to have the setup of the ten psukim. The setup of the ten psukim is part of the inyan of the is part of the idea of the distinct entity of malchios. It's not part of just being maskir psukim. You could be maskir the psukim, nine psukim, whatever. But it's dafka 10, according to Rabbi Akiva, to have the entity, to have a complete unit of amira, and then the shofar is a part of it. But he's saying, if you're not going to have that kiyum, so it's true you have the basic kiyum being maskir malchios, but the idea of 10 is no longer applicable. Right? Okay. See. This is mashma ibiot. By the way, when Rabbi Akiva says loma eser, right, that's an example of what we were discussing the other day. Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri himself holds 3. He doesn't hold you maskir 10 psukim in general. He holds you maskir 3 psukim. Or maybe 7. So Rabbi Yochanan says, why 10? Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri never says 10. He's just speaking from his own framework, saying, why have the complete entity? Why be masquerade as a complete entity? So from his framework, it's 10. But that's not Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's unit. Right. No, it's true, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri might hold also Hatzilis to 10, but Rabbi Akiva's kasha is but he would still hold it be complete if he did 7. Akiva's kasha is, what do you need the completeness for? Okay. Alright, so did you get a chance to look at the piece in the Harei Kedem? I mean, it's a beautiful piece. It really opens up a lot of ideas over here in the brachos. Right? Okay. Alright, so what's this kasha? So he says the Gemara is very difficult, right? What's Rabbi Akiva's question? Yemeinu tekei lamu mazgir. Right? And the Gemara's answer is, the Gemara explains that he means 10. Why say 10? Why not 9? So his kasha is that what? Why? He's learning dafka. It's interesting the way he's learning. He's learning the question is dafka from 10 to 9. right? From 10 to 9. So what is what's the difference? She's saying that indicates that the 10th pasuk is different than the other 9. Yeah. And also he says, what's the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri? That you're mazkir the Malchios and Kedusha Hashem. Why aren't you Tokea? Right? The Tekiya is for Malchios and Kedusha Hashem. Yeah. Yeah. So he goes back, right? Now the methodology is the same. You got to go back now into what the what's the idea of the brachos and the psukim. You want to analyze a question of what's the psukim, how many psukim you should say. So he says you got to understand the idea, the underlying idea of the brachos and the psukim, right? So he says that each bracha has three parts. Okay. It's a good idea to just go through the tefillos on your own. I mean, go through it and really analyze it this way. And it's more when you define each part, you know, you understand it better and you have better. It's better for the fear of kavana. So what he's saying, the first part is what is the hakdama, right? That explains the foundations of the bracha. Right, and and the second part is what is the psukim, right, and the third part is the siyum bracha. Now he says the third part is tefillah and bakasha lekiyum inyan osa abracha. So first you lay out the inyan abracha, that's the opening. Then you have psukim. He doesn't want to say what right now what these psukim are, right? He just says psukim, and then the conclusion of the bracha is a tefillah and a bakasha to be mekayim for the establishment of the inyan bracha. Okay, malocha kol olam kulu b'chodecha zachreina b'zikron tov v'necha t'kabsho v'gadol cheresenu. Yeah. So he says. What are the psukim doing? What are the psukim doing? So he says, since they're coming after the introduction of the bracha, after the part that lays out the content of the theme of the bracha, so it's mashma, it's nearer that the psukim are coming as a raya. Right, they're coming to prove from the Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim the truth of the things that were said in the opening. Right, Klomer Shadavar Shu Kosev B'Torah V'Shani B'Nevi'im M'Shulish B'Ksuvim. Okay, that is the ultimate proof, and that's the idea of the psukim. That's the idea of the psukim. And what's the shir? Three of each. Right, so that leaves you with 9. Right, so that's his idea over here. I mean, you see how he's laying it out now. That's why 9 is different, right? Because the purpose of the brachos is a raya to the amitas hadvarim in the psicha, and what's the shir is 3 each. So what's the last pasuk? He's saying, and the last pasuk is not part of the rayas. It's in part of the next section. Right? It's just a beautiful. I mean, the way it sets up is really, really does work out beautifully. The last pasuk is part of the next section. And what is it? That it's part of the bakashah. V'kayim. So that's why you come back to a pasuk of the Torah, right? Kayim lo namashiv tachtonim. For the pasuk to say, this is a haftacha, and that's the bakasha that you should be mekayim the haftacha. Yeah, he says, and that also explains why what. So the raya is that in Zechronos and Shofros, the 10th pasuk is really far away from the other 9. Right, it's at the end by the chasima. So you see that in general the 10th pasuk. Is not have the same does not have the same nature as the other nine. Right? Doesn't make sense to have one raya all the way at the end. Right? Yeah.
Do you take this idea of reaching as
Yeah, I mean that's the idea of the authority of being consumed, that it's the universal truth, not particular to one situation or one event, one door. It's a truth of the Torah, it should be found in the entire all of the So that's what it says. There's nothing. That's the greatest proof of the ultimate truth. Right? But the tenth pasuk, he's saying, is part of the Bible. And that works out good with what? That works out good with shofars and zechoros and shofars. But the Malchios is not true. Right? The Malchios is the tenth pasuk right after the first nine. Okay, what is it over here? What's his right? Yeah. So this is his answer. So why is Shema different? Right? Why didn't Shema come at the end? So what's the answer? Yeah, but also that what? That the Kedushas Hayom, the Malchios, is part of the very concept of Kedusha Hayom itself. They're not four totally different things. Right? It's not Malchios, Sechonos, or Shofros, and Kedusha Hayom. He's saying the underlying idea is Malchios. That's part of that comes from the very nature of the day. Right? That's the Yom Hadin itself is the Yom of Malchios. Right? And that's why even in the other tefillos in Shacharis in Ma'ariv and Shacharis and Mincha, we have in the tefillah in the middle bracha, you have ideas of Malchios, and you even have the chasima of Melech, right? Yeah. So therefore, that's what he wants to explain. They didn't want to change the matbeah from tefillah to tefillah. Because really, you should have had Shema at the end. Really, should have had Shema at the end, right? You gotta look through the tefillos. It's very hard to appreciate what he's saying if you don't look through the siddur though. He's saying really should have had Shema at the end, just like in the other two, right? But since that last section of Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael, Maloch, which is the bakasha of Malchios, is in every tefillah, because every tefillah needs. Just like on a regular Yontif and Shabbos, you in the middle bracha is the Kedushas Hayom. He's saying Malchios is part of the very is part of the Kedushas Hayom itself. So you have to have the theme of Malchios in every bracha, but you don't have Shema. You're not going to have the pasuk of Shema at the end. So in order to have the same matbea, they put Shema in the front. Right. So he says, "V'nimtza akoponim shegam b'musaf mashekovu shmai strom miyav achar tisha psukim, eino mishum shu hemshach v'gmar shol tisha psukim. Ela kedei l'samcho miyav amiras malocha kol olam kulo shiyu abakasha malchus. V'nimtza is posik shmai yisrael hitchilas abakasha. Right. That's why the Rav would tell the Chazan to break, take a little pause between the first nine and Shema." You shouldn't pause after Shema, because that would imply that it's a group of ten psukim, and then you're going on to a new thing. But it's really the Shema is part of the Maloch, right? The Rav would be Noeg. Alpi Devarav Elu Hayarav Beinu Noeg. So he would tell the Chazan to do that. Okay.
Why do we
pasuk? Yeah. So he says another raya is because there was a problem with the tenth pasuk in Shofros. You have uskatim b'chatzotzros, right? Ki of chatzotzos, which is not shofar. So the Rav Yo says you can use it. Why? Because it's divrei ritzi v'rachamim. But the problem is it doesn't mention shofros, right? Mikomakom kevashu divrei ritzi v'rachamim shapir dami ki apasuk asiri ikur kiyumu b'divrei ritzi v'rachamim. V'zehu akiyum shal takanas apasuk asiri. It's still difficult. I was saying if the 10th pasuk was the same as the first nine, they have to be mazkir shofros. You have to be mazkir shofros just like your 10 times. So then it'd be impossible to have a pasuk of chatzotzos. It's just not possible, right? It's just not possible. If you have to be mazkir shofar 10 times, it's not possible. But if you say that, what? That the first nine psukim is really mazkir the theme of shofros, and the 10th pasuk is what? Is part of the bakasha. So how does that help us? So how do you get out of the problem still? The problem is it's chatzotzos, it's not shofar. Still that problem. Right, so you could say that the ritzui in the rachamim of chatzotzos is the same as the ritzui in the rachamim of shofros. Right, so you need, so if you have to be mazkir, the shofar, it's not the same chefza. It's not the same entity. So you can't be mazkir, if you have to be mazkir shofar, be mazkir chatzotzos, it's not good. But you could say that the ritzui of the chatzotzos is the same as the ritzui of the shofar.
Or about the making and proving anything about you or the shofar.